This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Unemployment claims peaked for the year in August and have slowly been coming down this past month or so. But layoffs at big companies, particularly in tech, are still making headlines. Last Wednesday, communication platform Twilio announced it was shedding 11% of its workforce. But CEO Jeff Lawson said in a letter to employees the layoffs would be carried out through an anti-racist, anti-oppression lens in order to avoid pronounced impacts on what he calls marginalized groups. So what are anti-racist layoffs? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
We don't know exactly what Twilio meant with that phrase. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. But job cuts do affect some groups more than others, says Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute.
We know that the Black unemployment rate is typically double the white unemployment rate.
And we see that it rises faster, rises sooner, rises higher.
She says this disparity raises questions about how companies conduct layoffs. One factor could be unconscious bias, says Sarah Kaplan at the University of Toronto.
It could be that managers, even if they're not consciously doing it, they're just thinking, who's the better team player? Who's the better fit? And for them, it's going to be someone who's like them.
And she says even strategies intended to be neutral can be anything but.
We're just going to lay off the most recently hired people. We're just going to lay off the part-time workers. We're just going to lay off the people with lower performance evaluations.
In industries like tech that have only recently begun to diversify, newer hires are more likely to be women or people of color, and they often face greater scrutiny on the job, says Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
And so, yes, maybe you're the last hired, but the fact that you maybe have shorter tenure within your job is reflecting these other structural biases across the labor market.
To break these patterns, employers have to recognize them, says Joseph Ifiebu, founder and CEO of HR analytics firm Equitable. He says companies committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion in hiring need to be as intentional when they let people go.
Because if you run that analysis and then it's like 90% women, or it's like 90% people of color. It's like, okay, well, what's happening here? Why is this?
Addressing that question is also important legally, says employment attorney Krista Mitzel, because by law, employers can't hire or fire based on age, gender, race, or ethnicity.
If all white men were being laid off, that would also be discriminatory.
Mitzel says the aim is not to shift disproportionate effects to any group, but to make sure cuts, in the unfortunate event they have to be made, happen evenly throughout the workforce. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.